Speaking of the Atlantic bubble, Nova Scotia announced yesterday that it's opening its borders to the rest of Atlantic Canada. And I know that the Atlantic bubble deadline is fast approaching on April 19th. But are we planning to make similar changes sooner?
The intention is to stay with the 19th right now. I did speak with the Premier PEI, and his intention was to stay the same. And I spoke with Dr. Fitzgerald, and our intention is to stay focused on the 19th at this point. Things can change, obviously, but we're still all focused on the 19th.
And Dr. Fitzgerald, in your opening remarks, you alluded to the spiking cases in other areas of the country. With that in mind, do we need to change our approach in any way to help protect against that spike coming here?
Well, yeah, we do need to think about, you know, we've been saying for a while now that we need to think about this. It is essentially like a new pandemic in some ways. So we need to be more cautious about our own public health measures, and that, you know, we're distancing and wearing our masks and trying to reduce our contacts. We need to be more vigilant about that. We've looked at, particularly up to this point, rotational workers and how we can, you know, integrate testing as a way to help reduce the risk of the importation of these variants of concern. And we're still looking at ways in which we can incorporate testing into that risk reduction.
I recently heard from somebody who was trying to get their mother vaccinated. This person's mother is over the age of 90 and needs one of those home visits, and was telling me that it's been a process that's been stretching out now for a number of weeks and is stretching out for a couple of months. If someone were to need a home visit, what sort of wait time are they looking at, and why would there be such a lag?
The short answer is I can't give you an answer without going back to the regional health authorities, and I'd be happy to do that, and we'll report back to you.
Workers in the fishery have been deemed essential, and the opening up is just around the corner, which means people will be in congregational settings such as fish plants and boats. Where do workers in the fishery sit on the priority line, and is there any thought of potentially moving them up as the opening is just around the corner?
Certainly for people who are working in food processing plants, so, you know, we have seen significant outbreaks in other parts of the country in some of these processing plants. So those, and that, of course, then is makes it an increased risk in communities as well. So certainly we recognize that these work facilities are a target for vaccination in that group of essential workers that are working through level 5.